Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, Vegas Report. We go immediately to the Boring Company at the Harry Reid Airport. Jeff, it's good to have you from San Diego, but what is the Boring Company? I've forgotten the details. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The Boring Company isn't boring as in ho-hum boring. It's boring as in boring tunnels through the ground, through Earth. And it's owned by Elon Musk and his companies. And they've been using this this giant drill to create tunneling around Vegas, actually under Vegas. And so what they do is they tunnel in various places that can get you around Vegas very quickly. And in these tunnels run, automated cars, you know, their cars from Tesla, and they can get you across town in a matter of minutes, as opposed to sometimes a half hour or an hour with bad traffic. So they've started digging one now, or actually finished digging it, from Harry Reid Airport, which is the main airport there in Las Vegas, out to the Westgate Complex, which is the old Hilton Complex where Elvis used to play with it. He made famous there. So that's where the convention center is. It's farther up the end of the strip. It's adjacent or nearby the Fountain Blue and some other newer ones, Resorts World, those types of hotels. And it's a big deal because, as somebody once put it, it's removing the boot from the neck of tourists who try to get from the airport into the strip. And they're at the mercy of the taxi cartels in Vegas. For a long time, the taxis set their prices and they had their way with their tourists. And now they're suffering not only from the ride shares that are there, but now they're going to suffer because of the boring tunnels that are going to be throughout Vegas. So you'll be able to get from Harry Reid Airport, which is a little over 2 miles, to the Westgate area in just a matter of a couple minutes.
You send me an item about the Harry Reid Airport. It looks like a video game. Is that on purpose?
It sort of is. What they've done is they've taken the rideshare area, which is an indoor parking garage area. They spruced it up and made it more welcoming or friendly for people who have to wait in these very long lines. And once again, it goes to show you how much people resent the taxis there. They're often willing to stand in line for an hour or two or more, I kid you not, just to get a rideshare rather than have to put up with the taxi service. And so they decided to make it very Vegas-y with all kinds of signs and places to take photos. And my understanding is part of that funding for it came from the Las Vegas Visitors Convention Bureau. And that what they do is people stand in front of these signs, take photos, they'll post them on social media. And hopefully that drives even more traffic to Vegas at a time when Vegas is having trouble attracting traffic.
Now, Jeff, I understand an understatement is diplomacy, but having trouble. They're empty, or at least from this distance, it looks like they're empty. And it started with your reporting on nickel and diming that grew to a thing, and everybody in America caught on to it. Is Vegas responding? Do they admit they have a problem, Jeff?
They're starting to admit the problem. The first one was several weeks ago. They decided to stop some of the places, and they ended their resort fees, parking fees. They started bringing down some of the prices of food and beverage. They're still ridiculously high at many places. But now you even have them reaching out to the locals saying, okay, we'll give you 25% off if you show us ID that you're from the Vegas area. Because it's getting so hard to get people there. It's so costly that they say, I'll just stay home or go somewhere else on vacation.
Didn't you send me an item that MGM has fired hundreds of people and making the managers compete for the job of the day? Something ruthless?
Yeah, this has happened there. You know, and MGM owns properties throughout Vegas, as does Caesars. They're the biggest players. There are other hotels, casinos, and some independent ones, but they're the two biggest players that I know of. And, you know, this says something when MGM is doing that, that they're cutting, upper level jobs, and they're making their managers compete with each other for existing positions. It's not a good sign.
Why did they reject Hollywood 2.0? Now that they're having difficulty attracting people to the Strip, do they know why they did it?
There's really no talk about that. Right now, the worry, the fever that's kind of taking over everybody is, what are we going to do if our main industry, gambling and tourism, are taking hits like this? How much worse can it get? And really, it gets worse by the month. You see these month-over-month numbers, and it really is bad. And as it goes year-over-year, into double digits, it's horrible. This is a bad sign for Vegas. And the big worry right now that I hear is that they're thinking, how can we come back from this? There are some major casino hotels there that are wondering, wow, do we even have a future? Are we going to turn into Atlantic City?
We have a good news story in Vegas before we leave it. The Sphere rescuing everybody's mood. What staging of the Sphere? What might be there?
Right now, we've got Wizard of Oz. And what they've done is they've not only employed AI to improve some of the picture, and certainly the sound is much better, but they've also included some action in the arena itself, so to speak. So they make it more interactive. They blow wind, and when you have the tornado, and various things are thrown around the room. And one of those is are the apples that drop from the trees as the as Dorothy and her friends go skipping down the yellow brick road. The apples in the movie that fall off the trees, there are apples that fall from the ceiling into the people's laps. Now, they're foam or styrofoam, but they're all embossed, and they say, it's a special souvenir. And people have been putting that on eBay and making quite a bit of money. So that's kind of the big talk right now in Vegas, is what's happening at Sphere.
And there's a possibility of Star Wars. Is that a done deal?
I think it's a done deal, although it hasn't been officially announced yet. I think what people are saying is, this is the future of movies and movie theaters. If they're going to do that, it's, to try to keep putting people in little shopping mall shoeboxes may be past now. And what they're going to have to do is offer something more spectacular, something more interactive, something more all enveloping, which is what the Sphere is.
Where do they do the Sphere beta? Is that back in Hollywood?
That's back in Burbank. It's an actual Sphere itself, but it's only a quarter the size of the Sphere in Vegas. However, it allows them to test the sound and the lighting and the various elements that go into projecting these images. And it's supposed to be quite spectacular, even in the small one-quarter size.
All right, we're in Hollywood now, and you sent me a video that someone made of a walk along a sidewalk in Hollywood after dark. It's appalling, Jeff. Why is that permitted?
Good question. And that's a question that keeps being asked of Mayor Karen Bass of L.A., the city council, the supervisors, and Gavin Newsom, the governor, because nothing is changing. Yeah, they'll do a sweep, but as soon as the police or whatever authorities go through, everybody's back. All of the homeless people and the people suffering from substance abuse and mental health issues. And it's not getting better. In fact, it's getting worse. So on any day or night, you go down Hollywood Boulevard, the Walk of Fame, where all those stars are, you'd think it's a major tourist attraction. I've never spoken to a tourist yet who walks away from it being anything but disgusted. Just the filth on the streets, the poor people that are, either passed out or sometimes dead on the sidewalks. It doesn't feel like you're in the United States, certainly not in the Golden State or Golden Place of Hollywood.
Is that the Walk of the Stars that I'm seeing that they're sleeping in?
It is. Sometimes it's hard to look down and as you walk along the Walk of Fame there and look at the stars, because you have to pay attention that you're not going to trip over somebody. I've often gone down the Walk of Fame there and said, Hollywood Boulevard, and said, I'm going to see how far I can go without seeing somebody in my path or tripping over somebody or what have you. And it's hard to go sometimes more than 100 feet without that happening. And if you go in the morning when there are no tourists around, the number of people laying out on the sidewalks is staggering. You really do feel like you're in a third world situation.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it sippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.